This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has visited Turkey. Among the items discussed, the situation in Gaza and specifically efforts to expand humanitarian efforts in Gaza and to prevent the conflict in the region from spreading. In Gaza itself, Israeli fighter jets hit 450 Hamas targets in Gaza, and troops seized a militant compound in the past 24 hours. This according to Israel's military on Monday. In the attacks, in the enclave's health authorities said killed dozens of people. A Reuters journalist in the Gaza Strip described the overnight bombardment from the air, ground, and sea as one of the most intense since Israel launched its offensive in response to a surprise attack by Hamas on southern Israel a month ago. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. It's being reported that most people in Gaza are now subsisting on two pieces of bread a day. VOA's Gary Butterworth says the humanitarian situation is beyond crisis.
UN agencies and international charities have issued a rare joint statement calling for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza. This, as Israel says, it has hit more than 2,500 terror targets since launching its offensive on Hamas. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says there will be no ceasefire until the hostages taken by Hamas are returned. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken made a surprise visit to the Israeli-occupied West Bank on Sunday. Gary Butterworth, VOA News, Jerusalem.
The Palestinian Authority will not accept a partial transfer of tax revenues from Israel that withholds sums earmarked for administration's expenses in Gaza. This is VOA News. Ukraine's president spoke with NBC's Meet the Press about the war between Israel and Hamas. VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias has more.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who appeared on NBC's Meet the Press, noted he'd travel to Israel if conditions allow to facilitate the return of stranded Ukrainians. He was also asked if he believes Israel is following the laws of war.
If terrorists are attacking, if terrorists attack, if they behead children, you have full right to defend people and defend your own country, state. If we can open humanitarian corridors, take away prisoners of war, help people who are not involved there, the whole world should do this.
His remarks came as the World Food Program chief, Cindy McCain, warned again that food supplies are running out in Gaza and that the crisis threatens regional peace and stability. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
After days of sitting on the sidelines, former U.S. President Donald Trump will finally sit in the witness box today as his civil fraud trial in New York continues. With more on that, here's AP correspondent Julie Walker.
It's the most anticipated testimony of the civil fraud trial, Donald Trump taking the witness stand. If the previous weeks are any indication, it will be combative. The former president, who is the Republican frontrunner for the office again, has been outspoken in calling it a political witch hunt. Lawyers for the state attorney general who brought the lawsuit have been stressing the merits of the case. Before the trial began, the judge deciding the case found Trump inflated his wealth, something he denies. Now the focus is on the other charges in the lawsuit, including falsification of business records, insurance fraud, and conspiracy. Julie Walker, New York.
Floods caused by heavy rains across parts of Somalia have displaced more than 113,000 people and temporarily affected hundreds of thousands, according to the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs on Monday. The rain comes a year after the Horn of Africa nation suffered its worst drought in four decades, which combined with violence and a rise in food prices caused by the war in Ukraine, killed as many as 43,000 people, again according to the United Nations. Chinese President Xi Jinping told Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese on Monday their two countries stood to become trusting partners, two meeting for the first time. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.